The smart part is almost embarrassingly simple. They took profiles people already had, gave them names and faces, and suddenly the agent setup looks like a team instead of a pile of tabs.
Exactly.
That matters because the pile of tabs experience is where a lot of otherwise decent agent tooling goes to die. You can now point at a researcher, a reviewer, a writer, and see who owns what.
And you did not build some grand new multi-agent substrate. A bot mode bot is just a Hermes profile under /.hermes/profile/name with isolated config, memory, skills, credentials, and chat history. The plugin is basically a humane interface over a primitive Hermes already had.
Right.
I like that more than I expected to. The storage boundary is legible, and the operations are ordinary profile gateway calls. List, create, describe, configure. That means this is a product layer, not an agentic switchboard OS with a 12-page diagram.
Oh, come on. You were saving that one.
You made us promise not to invent more agent acronyms. I am honoring the treaty.
Okay, that's genuinely funny. But yeah, this is exactly the kind of developer experience leap I get excited about. A research bot can sit on a reasoning model while a writing bot uses a cheaper model and neither drags the other's context around.
Mm-hmm.
My week has been a little too full of tools claiming they reinvent collaboration, so this one feels refreshing. It just makes the specialist agents visible and gives them somewhere to leave work for each other.
The handoff mechanism is refreshingly literal. Each bot has a persistent agent inbox, and a message is a real command line handoff. Hermes runs the target profile, opens that inbox conversation, and sends the prompt with attribution. The active bot can take an at mention, hand work over, then report back.
That is the central claim, I think. Coordination does not need mystical swarm behavior. It needs durable identities, separate context, and a receipt that says who handed what to whom.
Sure.
Which is very annoyingly consistent with everything we keep finding. The loud feature is multiple bots. The useful bit is that the handoff lands in a persistent, inspectable place.
Yeah, although I would not oversell the inspectable part. The article says the desktop tool has no admin console, single sign on, central audit log, or policy layer. For a solo builder or a small engineering team, that is fine. For a regulated company, an inbox on individual workstations is not governance.
No way. Actually, fair. I was about to pitch this as a lightweight team workspace, but it is really a personal or small team workbench. It can be adopted today at no license cost because Hermes agent and bot mode are MIT licensed. That is not the same as being deployable across a company.
The rollout itself is interesting evidence of where it fits. It started as a one-day public beta plugin, then got bundled and switched on by default in Hermes desktop version 0.20.3. The standalone Hermes bot mode repository is archived and development moved in tree under the desktop plugin directory.
Okay.
That speed can mean confidence, or it can mean they are still discovering the sharp edges in public. I could be wrong, but default on is a bolder product decision than a beta checkbox. At least the group behavior is constrained 2 to 6 bots, up to 3 serial rounds, and brief replies for passes.
That cap is doing a lot of emotional labor. Every multi-agent demo wants to become a tiny meeting where 6 models repeat each other until the heat death of the laptop.
Stop it.
You know I'm right. 3 rounds means it can coordinate a scout, reviewer, and publisher without pretending it solve organizations.
And this lands directly in our unresolved harness fight. Editor native, terminal boundary, manage runtime, cloud runner. Nobody has settled where the agent belongs. Hermes is another workstation native entrant. The harness lives on the desktop, with profiles as the boundary and the command line as the mailroom.
That makes it more concrete than a lot of the managed agent pitches, honestly. It is not trying to replace the company. It gives a builder a stable little roster, then lets that roster use the models and tools they already picked.
If someone wants to try it, the useful starting points are the Hermes agent repository and the archived Hermes bot mode repository. I would make 2 profiles with deliberately different tool access, then test whether the inbox handoffs preserve enough context to be useful. Skip the pixel pet until after that.
The pixel pet is absolutely going to be the first thing you inspect, Talon. Anyway, this is episode 881, and I am pleased our big technical conclusion is give the bots mailboxes and stop holding meetings with them.